Welcome to Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society, Ontario's premier no-kill shelter.
My society.
My society.
Burlington Humane is my society.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society. My name's Doug, and I'm coming to you from beautiful Burlington, Ontario. The holidays are coming up, and that means family, festivities, food, and fun. But with a pet in the house, there are some things we need to be aware of to ensure the safety and enjoyment of all, including your pet. In this episode of Burlington Humane, we will talk about dangerous decorations with Dr. Lindsay Patton from Hedden Forest Veterinary Clinic. We'll talk about terrible table treats with Chelsea Rodriguez and investigate some poisonous plants. We want to make sure your holidays are safe for all involved. So stay with us for this and a lot more on this episode of Burlington Humane. I love the holidays, and especially putting up decorations. But some of those decorations can be harmful to your pets. I met up with Dr. Lindsay Patton, one of the fantastic veterinarians at Hedden Forest Veterinary Clinic in Burlington, to learn about what we need to be aware of when we decorate for the holiday season. I'm here with Dr. Lindsay Patton, one of the veterinarians at Hedden Forest Veterinary Hospital here in Burlington. Welcome to Burlington Humane.
Thank you.
So Christmas is coming, and one of the things I love to do is decorate. But what are some of the things we need to be careful about when decorating with our pets?
Well, there's lots of things around your house that dogs and cats can get into that could potentially be dangerous. You have to be careful. One of the big ones is the Christmas tree and the ornaments on the tree, as well as the electrical cords attached to the tree.
So the tree is a big, big red flag.
It can be. So you want to be really careful about, first of all, if you're watering your tree and putting any of those preservative chemicals into the water that help to nourish your tree, some of those can cause upset tummy for your pets if they're drinking from the water at the base of the tree.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure that you keep that covered or block it off from your pet so they're not going to be drinking it when you're not watching. The other big one is any fragile ornaments or edible ornaments on the tree. So,
oh yeah, like if you hang candy canes, or we used to do popcorn and or even cookies, putting cookies in little...
Yeah, or those salt dough ornaments too that you'd make with the little handprints and stuff. So anything that your dog might sniff out that might smell like food, they might want to get off the tree to eat, or your kitty might try to play with sparkly things that might fall off and break and make them get cuts on their feet, or if they ingested it could be dangerous for them. So a lot of people, they don't decorate the bottom half of their tree or try not to put anything breakable or edible down low, at least, that your pet could have access to.
Yeah, you want to keep them all the decorations away from wagging tails and...
Yeah, and curious kittens, for sure. And then on the tree, there's the other big concern, of course, is tinsel, that I think a lot of people already know about with kitties. Cats can be attracted to tinsel or things that are like ribbons and string. Mm. Those can be really dangerous for cats and dogs if they ingest string. And sometimes they'll need to have surgery to have pieces of string removed, or tinsel especially. There's always cartoons at Christmas time about, you know, pieces of tinsel hanging out of your pet's butt because they ate it. So you don't ever want to pull on that. Just bring them into the vet because it could be stuck in their stomach and cause some issues with their intestine. So you definitely want to be really careful with tinsel and ribbons.
So you don't want to try and remove it yourself.
I wouldn't, no. Oh. You could run into some trouble there. And yeah, it's kind of gross too. Yeah. We can help you. We're professionals with that. Yes. Yeah.
Leave it to the professionals,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. candles are another big one. Moving away.
Yes, I have candles all everywhere in my house at Christmas.
Yeah, so candles, they can be dangerous as a fire hazard with kitties knocking them over with the flame and the hot wax, wagging tails. There's all kinds of risks. You want to make sure that candles are up high and not left unattended. Just the kind of same precautions you would take with toddlers. Yeah. You think of your pets. And potpourri is another one. We all like the nice Christmassy smells, but sometimes dogs and cats, it can smell like food or they might be interested in it. And if they ingest it, it can cause an upset tummy and things like that. So you want to be really careful. Put those things up high.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially, you know, they have the new potpourri where you get the fresh pine smell if you have an artificial tree and that type of thing.
Yeah. And the ones with the pine cones, like I know my lab would be all over that. So yeah, we don't have any of that in our house.
Great. Yeah. Anything else we have to be aware of?
I guess the other thing that you want to be just cautious of would be the electrical cords around your house for the Christmas lights.
Yeah.
So just making sure that those are kind of taped off or stuck on the wall so that they're not a tripping hazard and that the kitties especially can't be playing with them because they like to play with strings and cords and we don't want them chewing on them and getting electrocuted or any rascally puppies might be doing stuff like that too.
Yeah.
So you have to be really careful with your electrical cords, have them tucked out of the way or even tape them off would be good so they can't play with them.
Oh yeah, good. Okay. So then you're all ready for your Christmas parties.
Yeah, so once you've got your decorations up and they're all safe, you want to make sure that your pets are going to be comfortable when you're having company over. So that's another big change around the house that some pets, they get nervous when people come over.
Oh, yeah, I never thought of that.
Yeah, and the noise and just a change of scenery can be stressful for some pets. It's just really a change to their regular routine. So
it's kind of the same with people too, eh? Christmas is such a change for us, and it must be that much more stressful for our pets as well.
It can be, yeah. Like they, different people, different sounds, different smells, changes in the activity around the house. So with kitties, sometimes you want to put them in like their own room where it's quiet. They have all their toys and food and litter there so they can have a calm place where they're not in the midst of the party. Not every cat is social with when you have company over, right?
Yes.
and we always recommend feel away, which is a calming pheromone that you can get for kitties to help keep them calm during times of stress. So
we use that at the Burlington Humane Society. Yeah, in the cat rooms. Yeah, feel away.
That's great. And we use it at the clinic too. And that's something you can get from your veterinarian to help if you have a nervous kitty or scaredy cat at Christmas time or any other time of year.
Great. Well, thank you so much. These are great tips to ensure that we have a wonderful holiday. Well, thank you very much for joining us here on Burlington Humane.
Oh, no problem. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There is so much to be aware of when decorating, but with a little bit of knowledge and care, the holidays will be an enjoyable time for all.
Love the Animals Lottery is back with a grand prize of $3,000. Daily prizes of $100 will be drawn each day in January with our $3,000 grand prize drawn on January 31st. There will even be an early bird draw of $500 on December 21st. Tickets are $5 each or $5 for $20. Each ticket can win up to 32 times, but there are a limited number of tickets, so get yours today. Tickets are available on our website or at Burlington Humane. All proceeds go toward our animals. So if you love animals, get your tickets to Love the Animals Lottery.
One of the great joys of the season is all the food that we only have during this time of the year. I enjoy food so much, and I want to share it with everyone, including my pets. However, I learned that this is not the best idea after I talked with Chelsea Rodriguez, one of our animal care workers at Burlington Humane. I'm here with Chelsea Rodriguez. She is our animal care worker here at Burlington Humane. Welcome, Chelsea, to Burlington Humane.
Hi, Doug. Thanks for having me.
Well, the holidays are coming up, and we're going to be talking about terrible table treats. Lots of people will be having different types of food in the house during the holidays. What are some of the foods that we have to watch out for?
Absolutely. So during the holiday season, we want to be extra careful about what we are feeding our family pets. So this means we need to be diligent in regards to what we leave laying around with our guests. This includes alcohol, which causes a lot of negative symptoms. So we want to make sure if there's beer or wine laying around that we pick that up. We don't want our dogs getting into that. Next would be citrus. The stems, leaves, peels, that actually isn't good for pets either. So make sure you let your family and friends know that they need to put that in the garbage, you know, right away.
And we have a lot of that when we have guests over and we make punch, or it goes into our special drinks.
Exactly. So we need to make sure that we're diligent with that as well. The next one is a big one. That would be chocolate, coffee, and caffeine.
Coffee?
Yes, coffee. Coffee is not okay for your pets to drink at all. It's not a fun treat for them. So you want to make sure that if you have coffee, you know, tea and cake and coffee, that you don't leave it laying around as well. There's a substance in it that's found in seeds and certain fruits, and it is not okay for animals to eat. It can cause a lot of issues, and eventually it can actually lead to death in animals. So we need to be really diligent with putting things away.
Wow, okay. So coffee, chocolate, alcohol, citrus.
Yes. And also a note about chocolate. The darker the chocolate, the worse it is for your pet.
Oh, yeah. That's the opposite for humans, eh? The darker the chocolate, the better it is for us. But for animals, it's just the opposite.
It is, absolutely. So if you're baking and you have baking chocolate out, baking chocolate is actually the worst chocolate for them. So you need to make sure that that's put away in the cupboards as soon as you're done your baking.
Okay. Wow.
The next thing we need to take a look at is xylitol.
What's that?
Oh, yes. So xylitol is becoming a little bit more popular now. Now that people are dieting a bit more, watching their weights. Xylitol is actually a sweetener that you can use in a lot of products, including gum, candy, baked goods, even toothpaste. So we need to be careful with xylitol. It actually can be found in some peanut butters as well. And I know people like to give peanut butter as a treat for their dogs. So make sure there's no xylitol in anything that you're giving your pets.
So when we're baking our Christmas cookies, if we're using peanut butter, only natural peanut butter.
Exactly. Definitely natural peanut butter. And not just because of the xylitol, but even Kraft peanut butter, if you're giving it in large amounts, the sugar is not okay for the dog. So those are some main ones.
Okay. Yeah. Now, sugar in general, should we be cautious about?
Definitely. Sugar in general. So that relates to candy as well. So if you have candy sitting out.
Candy canes on the tree.
Yes, exactly. Make sure that your dog does not go and try to get a snack for candy canes on the tree. Candy is not okay. And not just the candy, but the wrappers as well. If the animal eats the wrapper, it can cause some tearing in the esophagus. It can cause a lot of issues. Usually it comes out in the end, but it can cause issues though. So no candy at all.
Okay. Any other holiday treats that we should be aware of?
Eggnog, which is my favorite.
Yeah, mine too.
Definitely eggnog. If you're decorating your tree, hanging out, everyone has a glass of eggnog, which is wonderful, but make sure that you're keeping an eye that your dog does not go in and start drinking it, because eggnog, especially the classic eggnog, has a lot of fat and sugar, milk, raw eggs, and sometimes alcohol, which with or without alcohol still causes a lot of issue for your pet. It's not suitable at all and is not pet friendly. And one of the last things would be stuffing.
Oh, so we're sitting down to Christmas dinner.
Yes, if you're sitting down for Christmas dinner and your fun uncle is reaching under the table a lot and dropping food, you need to make sure it is not stuffing. Stuffing has so many ingredients, different spices, garlic, raisins, onions, grapes. Sometimes people use all different things. And all
of those are bad for your pets.
Yes, all of them are bad, not just in stuffing, but in general, all of those items, especially onions and the grapes, they are not good for your pet. So no stuffing at all for dogs, cats, anybody at all, other than humans.
Wow. And I know for the holidays, we have treats and we want to treat our pet as well. Is there anything special we can give to our animals?
There is, actually. There are some human foods that are acceptable to give your pets. When we're talking about this, more so dogs. Cats really should stick to their own diet. Maybe the odd temptations treat, but really they should stick to their own. So for this, this mostly is in reference to dogs. So you can definitely give your dog some cooked sweet potatoes. They're actually high in fiber and low in fat, so they're good for humans, and they're also really good for pets as well. Pumpkin puree. This is something we actually use at Burlington Humane. So when your dog has an upset stomach, you can give 1 or 2 tablespoons of pumpkin puree to your dog. It's really healthy.
My grandmother used to feed carrots to the dog.
Definitely. You can feed carrots too. Steamed or raw are both okay. They're low in calories, but they're high in fiber and vitamins. Plus the crunching on carrots can actually be really good for the dog's teeth as well. So carrots are definitely good. We have cucumber slices, which are low calorie, they're crunchy. A lot of dogs love these, and they only contain about 8 calories for about a half a cup of slices. And finally, we have green beans. These again, right, just like carrots, same with humans, green beans are great, steamed or raw. They're nutritious, low in calories, and they're a good choice that can provide iron and a lot of multiple vitamins as well. So you can feed some vegetables. You just need to be really careful about what you're feeding your pets during the holidays.
Great. So during the holidays, there are some foods that we do need to be cautious of, but we can offer our animals some tasty treats.
Absolutely. So be diligent. Even do your own research. If there's something we haven't talked about, look into it. If you're not sure, call your vet. Vets are happy to talk about this as well. And they can let you know. Some dogs and cats have very special nutritional needs. If they're hyperthyroid or diabetic, sometimes you really need to make sure that you're doing what's best for the pet and not just what feels good for you as well, too.
Oh, great. So always consult your vet in particular, especially if you have an animal that's on a special diet.
Yes, that's exactly it. Thank you, Doug.
Well, great. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Chelsea, and happy holidays to you from Burlington Humane.
Happy holidays to everyone out there, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is such valuable information. I wasn't aware of how bad our human food can be for our pets. Although it's not bad to occasionally spoil our pets with pet-specific treats during the holidays, as long as we refrain from feeding them human treats, all for the love of our pets.
Are you looking for good quality items at an affordable cost? Do you want to purchase to make a difference? Then come to the Loft and the Attic, Burlington Humane Society secondhand stores. We offer gentle use items at unbelievable prices, and 100% of the proceeds goes to helping the animals at the Burlington Humane Society. The Loft is located at the Burlington Humane Society at 740 Griffith Court, and the Attic is located right downtown at 479 John Street. And if you have gentle use items that you would like to donate, we take glass, china, clothes, books, and many other items. Our secondhand stores are run completely by volunteers, which may be another way that you can help. For complete information about the Loft in the Attic, visit our website at www.burlingtonhumane.ca. Come visit us at the Loft and Attic to purchase your secondhand items and make a difference to the animals at Burlington Humane.
I'm decorating for the holidays, I bring in a lot of plants to brighten up the house. However, there are lots of plants that we need to be cautious about. Here is a list of just some of the more common holiday plants that may be poisonous to your pets.
The holidays are upon us, and oftentimes those special holiday plants help make the season. However, it is surprising how many of them can be poisonous for our pets. Here are some plants of Christmas that you need to be cautious with. Mistletoe. It is fun to kiss under the mistletoe, but this popular traditional Christmas plant is actually an evergreen parasite that grows on the branches of other plants. It inserts projections into the host and absorbs nutrients and water. Mistletoe contains a substance called phorotoxin, which can cause nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and even death if ingested by your pet. Holly. The holly is a festive plant with shiny green leaves and bright red berries. However, the pointy leaves can damage a pet's skin, mouth, and if eaten, their digestive tract. Those pretty red berries are toxic as well. Ivy. Ivy is a creeping vine that looks attractive, but is toxic to both humans and pets. Even handling ivy can cause skin inflammation. When ingested, it causes a burning sensation, difficulty breathing, and gastrointestinal problems. Poinsettia. Nothing says Christmas like the poinsettia. Although it has a reputation of being poisonous, it is not as poisonous as previously believed. It will cause nausea and vomiting if ingested by your pet, but its toxicity is generally overrated. Christmas cactus. This is a favorite holiday plant, which has been determined not to be toxic. However, always be mindful of any type of cactus plant. The Christmas rose. This is a beautiful plant with little white flowers that resemble roses and flowers in the winter. It is poisonous when ingested and can cause a burning sensation in the mouth and throat, abdominal cramps, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. Jerusalem cherry. This plant produces orange or red berries that look like cherry tomatoes. The plant contains a toxin called solanocapsine, which is concentrated in the leaves and fruit. They are extremely toxic to dogs, cats, and birds, and can even cause death, so it is advisable to stay away completely. Amaryllis. This plant produces clusters of beautiful trumpet-shaped flowers that come in a variety of colors, including a deep Christmas red. It is the bulb of the plant that is toxic, much like the daffodil bulbs. Ingesting it can cause upset stomach, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. Christmas trees and greenery. For many people, a Christmas tree is a must, as are wreaths and table centerpieces. Cedar pines and fir trees are mildly toxic, as the oil from the tree can irritate the skin and mouth. There is concern if the needles are eaten, as there is a possibility of them puncturing part of the gastrointestinal tract. Also be mindful of the additives that are placed in the tree water, as this may be harmful for pets. Be sure your tree is well anchored and won't fall in the event that a pet decides to climb its branches. And be sure to only decorate with shatterproof ornaments, placing them high enough that they won't be knocked off by wagging tails. If you suspect your pet has eaten any of these plants, be sure to contact your veterinarian. Be mindful of the plants brought into your home so that pets have a safe and healthy holiday.
And now it's time for news and events. December is home for the holidays month at Burlington Humane, and we will be open every day of the week between December 1st through to December 23rd to make it more convenient for you to adopt your pet. Remember that animals need an everlasting home, so we do not allow pets to be given away as gifts for the holidays. All animals deserve a permanent home where the families have intentionally and responsibly made the decisive decision to provide a loving home to an animal in need. We want forever homes for all our animals. Come in and adopt a pet so that all our animals have a forever home for the holidays.
Have you got your tickets for the Love the Animals lottery? The early bird draw is coming up on December 21st. Don't miss out on our early bird prize of $500. Daily prizes of $100 will be drawn each day between January 1st and January 30th, with our $3,000 grand prize drawn on January 31st. Tickets are $5 each or $5 for $20, and you can get them at Burlington Humane or send in an order form from our website or our newsletter. Tickets are limited, so get yours for the Love the Animals Lottery.
Don't forget a special present for your pet this holiday. Burlington Humane has holiday gift baskets for both dogs and cats. Each basket is unique and can be purchased at Burlington Humane. Be sure to have something under the tree for your special pet.
Our Christmas open house is just around the corner. Saturday, December 9th is your chance to fill your Christmas lists. Come meet everyone at Burlington Humane and enjoy our silent auction and bake sale. Start the season off right at our Christmas open house, Saturday, December 9th.
Burlington Humane was inducted into the Burlington Hydro Conservation Hall of Fame. We have been very conservation conscious by retrofitting all the lights in our facility. Burlington Humane President Jen Merritt was presented with this honor at an induction luncheon on November 16th. We are very honored to be conservation role models for the city of Burlington.
Professional activity days are coming up in the new year. We will be holding our professional activity day camps on February 16th, April 27th, and June 1st. These camps are appropriate for children between the ages of 6 and 8 years of age. You can get more information and download the registration form on our website. Professional activity days are coming up in the new year.
The Loft is our secondhand store, which is located at the Burlington Humane Society. They will be having a pre-Christmas sale with everything half priced. If you are looking for gently used items to get ready for the holidays, come to our pre-Christmas sale with everything half priced at The Loft. Well, that's it for this episode of Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society. Be sure to subscribe to Burlington Humane on iTunes. We are located at 740 Griffith Court in Burlington, Ontario. You can visit our website at www.burlingtonhumane.ca or give us a call at 905-637-7325. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Thank you for joining us. My name is Doug. We'll see you next time on Burlington Humane. Bye-bye.
My Society. My Society.
Burlington Humane is my society.